gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good, good day. At the end, that's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. Let's give it up. Look how she's smashing. Like, oh my God.
Well, it's another swell day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the important stories of the day. Not with a politically hard-hitting agenda, because all it does is annoy people. What we're here to do is please you and report on whatever it is that we can. For example, outside my studio right now, it's snowing. First time I've seen snow. No, I'm just making it up, Roberta.
I told you it was going to snow, and then like 5 minutes ago, he's like, it is not going to snow. And
well,
I said, it is snow.
Because the temperature is 34 degrees, so the air temperature will do its best. The ground temperature is still 50-something, so there's a little wind and rain and that kind of stuff. It's kind of a cloudy, one of those horrible fall days.
Cold and damp, right?
Yeah.
Cold and damp.
You want to not go do anything, or if you do, make sure you're dressed up, and don't let the weather affect your attitude. So I have
crawl
determined...
Crawl back into bed.
No. We're going to get going. Roberta, there's lots to do, including
cup of hot chocolate.
Queen of Cheap report, which we managed to not get yesterday, so you better do double duty and twice as well today.
Well, yesterday was all sorts of deals for veterans, and I hope you checked it out. If you had a veteran or active military, you could eat free just about everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
But today we're going to tell you how to get into Knott's Berry Farm free, and we have all sorts of Christmas stuff. Yes, Christmas stuff
Christmas
for you. And a Thanksgiving item as well.
All right, so that's coming up in this half hour. And then in the next half hour, Jennifer will have the update on what's going on at ABC News and CBS News. And the idea...
NBC News. I have an NBC story.
NBC News,
oh,
right?
Yes.
A Murder, She Wrote. The Good Wife cast us some good things. That's kind of a cool thing. And so you'll have the complete scoop. The story behind the story here, which is really what I kind of want to do every day. Anyway, there is no word from a lot of the communities since the massive typhoon brought complete, utter destruction to many parts of the Philippines over the weekend. Emergency officials are worried, as you can imagine, the International Red Cross and the UN. What worries us, they say, is there's so many areas that have no information, and we have all this silence. That means damage is worse. Isn't it amazing? 200 years ago, nobody would have known from nothing about it. They would have just, all those people
That's
would
right.
have died,
yep.
and nobody would have known there were no consequences because there was no information. Kind of like there's the, if the tree falls down in the forest, can you hear it if there's nobody there? To hear it.
Does it make a sound. Noise? Right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, they're saying the death toll now could go exceed 500,000.
A lot of people did.
I've been looking at, yeah.
Yeah.
And what nobody's been talking about is, you know, all of the cruise ships?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of probably the majority of the crew, especially crew that you don't see, happen to be Filipino.
Filipinos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now, they're saying that among the cruise ships, that there is just like a chaos because they're just, you know, overwhelmed with concern. They don't know what's happening.
All right, so you want to really get a bizarre twist on this? I'm always interested in I said the story behind the story. But here's something that's really, some people would consider this just over the top, but I'm going to lay it on you anyway because, for me, it makes sense, makes perfect sense. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who is a very good astrologer, and he was telling me, we were talking about the Philippines and what's going on, and I asked him...
The Philippines?
Why... The Philippines, yeah.
Yeah, you're so cute when you say
that. The Philippines,
okay.
Yeah.
The Philippines.
As opposed to the Philistines, which goes back to biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
The water parted in the sea and all that stuff. So anyway, he was talking about the position of the star. You know, that's what astrology is all about, understanding what influence the stars have on you and your life. And this guy is probably, I've talked to, I don't know, literally probably because this program has had the ability to bring people on. Everybody wants to find out about themselves, and these guys like to come on and promote themselves. I've never had this guy on the radio, though. Anyway, he said that the way the stars are positioned he predicted when all the prognosticators came out with a hurricane, what was it, June? I think it was in the spring.
It was supposed to be a bad season.
He said what they were not looking at, they're looking at their computer models, but their computer models have nothing to do, the computer models of the weather patterns on the Earth have nothing to do with what he saw in his computer when he looked at the stars. So what he said at the time, and this is what got me interested in talking to him last night, was that there was going to be the worst storm, whatever connection there is to Saturn and Jupiter, and I don't know, frankly, I didn't write down the notes, but he said that there was going to be the highest wind force on the planet that it has seen in modern times. But he said it would be where it was because the stars were over this area versus where we were told it was going to be, which is in the Western Hemisphere. And so what happened was he said that if you were to take the main areas like Samar is a province there, and the capital of one of the provinces is a city called Tacloban. If you had understood, because when you get a reading, anybody who's had an astrological reading, they want to know where you're born, or where, if you want astrological information, you have to tell them where you are right now.
And then
they can locate exactly using the stars where you are and what the influence of the stars are on that particular area. That's why they can find out the difference between you, Roberta, and Jennifer and Kenny and me and whomever, based on where we were born and what was going on at that moment in time. Or at least, like, there's about a 2.5 hour window. And the way they find some of this stuff out is just amazing. They can tell you, I've talked to a guy who's so accurate. If you tell him what you've done for a living and if you've had any illnesses, he can come up with your birth date. And I've tested this 4 or 5 times, been right every time, within 2 hours. just amazing. So anyway, back to the Philippines and what this fellow said. The winds, the stars that influence the winds have come together in such a way, they call it a conjunction, that this was very predictable. He had told people that he knew that were going to go to the Philippines not to go. And he said what you just said, Jennifer, there will be untold destruction, people, lives. This place will not never be the same, but it will not be the same. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be things like this that will happen around the world, and it's more it'll be more close to the equator, because that's where, you know, most of the extremes in the weather happen pretty close to the equator. If you look at it, most of the hurricanes, typhoons, things like that, the closer you are to the equator, the more violent and more virulent the storms are. And so his prediction is that, and this is not dire, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. It just is that the world has a system of cleansing. And these, so if you go back 4.5 billion years, there would be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these kinds of storms. It's just, there was no population, and there was no information anyway.
Nobody knew.
And nobody. So there may have been not a million people living here, but let's say 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago or 100,000 years ago, these same sort of things were going on, but people lived in a different way. And, yeah, there was no communication, so nobody knew what was what and who was who. I just find it very interesting that what happens in the news media is they'll cover what the situation is at the moment without really kind of looking into the background. One of the good things that will happen as a result of this disaster in the Philippines is there'll be a lot of great stories that'll be told by people, a lot of help that'll come from people who are eager to help. But you're right, Roberta. This makes the Haiti situation look like a day at the playground. There is, imagine the mess that there is there.
And the tsunami, too, that they said this actually looks like a tsunami hit.
Yeah.
And they said it's going to make the tsunami that, what was it, 2004, I believe?
Yeah.
This is going
to. My son and
that.
A couple of his friends went over there to work for 3 or 4 weeks after that. And the stories that he came back with were pretty
good. No, I knew a lot of people that did that. And it just.
They will not be doing it here because they can't. There's nothing. There'll be no services.
You can't get there.
You can't get there, and there's no services anyway. I mean, you're not going to be able to utilize. There'll be no fuel. There'll be
there's nothing.
I mean, it's just these people.
Bad.
It isn't so much that people have died as a result of the actual storm. What will happen now is that without electricity and water and food, the Philippines is a fairly progressive area, but it's like an outreach. It's not surrounded.
It's from where it's remote. Physically, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of Tacloban, and it's basically like a peninsula. It's a little skinny, long island.
Wiped out.
I wonder. It looks like from one side to the other, the width at one point, it can't be more than a couple of thousand feet at most.
No. So here's my request. Those of you who are listening in Guam on K57, I'm guessing that there was some impact, even though you're about 1,000 miles away from where the destruction took place. I would be, if we're able to be heard and you can get through to us, at 888-302-3684. I'd just like to have a report from somebody at the K57 on Guam as to what they experienced. The experience of a lifetime, or at least today, the Queen of Cheap. She's a trip and an experience, and we've got her report for you in just a moment. This is Good Day.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi. Our love extends to you, Roberta, as you help us. The reason that we love you is because you are so helpful to us.
Well, extend the love over to Knott's Berry Farm. What they're doing is they're saying police and fire employees, so they're giving all active police and fire, plus one guest, a free Knott's Berry admission from November 28th through January 5th. So basically the entire month of December and then some on either side.
Nice.
So if you're active fire police, you can go absolutely free, plus one guest to Knott's Berry Farm. 30 free Christmas labels if you're sending out your Christmas cards now, and we have a special coupon code for you at DougStefan.com, so you can get those. Now, I love this deal. 7 Christmas classic shows at $11.99. That's it, not even $12. Or 7 shows, and it includes my favorite of all time, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Mr. Magoo!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Little Drummer Boy, Cricket on the Hearth. I have no idea what that is, but it's all 7 shows for like a little less than $12. So this is an incredible deal. You can get photo Christmas cards, 20 for just $1, and we tell you how to do it. We have the coupon code for you. Free Thanksgiving book. Thanksgiving Crafts for Kids. It's an e-book, so while the turkey's cooking and the kids are going nuts and jumping on the couch and stuff, you can try to get them to do crafts with this. Yeah, try it with boys. Right. And if you've got an iPhone, an iPad, or an iPod, and your toddler is constantly like, "Don't mommy, let me play with that," well, believe it or not, Fisher-Price has cases for iPhones, iPods, and iPads that you put around this thing, and, you know, it's very kid-friendly, and it kind of looks like a toy, and that way they're, you know, doesn't destroy them completely, and they're up to 35% off right now. They're really pretty funny looking. You know, or if you have a friend or a spouse, maybe, that, like, abuses their iPad really badly, you can get them one of these Fisher-Price iPad covers.
Check it out. Deals are the height of our interest. Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com. Jennifer's got the story about Amazon teaming up with the U.S. Postal Service coming up in the next half hour.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Roberta's Queen of Sheep Report was brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. All right, so this is one of the great things to come out of The Voice last night. We have played this several times because I can't actually get over how much this young lady, Caroline Penner, sounds like Dolly Parton with her song, Wake Me Up. What do you think, Roberta? Crank it up, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that good?
She's going to be big.
I love this. I think this is one of the nicest things to come out of these talent shows.
Yeah, because she's got that kind of funky voice, but making it work.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a put-on.
Oh, it's very good. All right, so what do we all think about this? We'll do a thumbs up or a thumbs down for the performers from The Voice last night. This is Caroline Penner. Yes.
That's me.
Well, I'll say yes. Yep, yes. Good for her. All right, so that's Caroline Penner. She gets a thumbs up. Next performer was Josh Logan. The song's called Man in the Mirror from The Voice last night.
Michael Jackson song.
Is it?
Nice interpretation of it.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Kenny, what do you think?
It doesn't do anything for me.
No, it doesn't for me either. So 2-2. All right, we all like Caroline. Logan, we can like it or lump it. Here's James Wolford singing Mr. Brightside. What's the story of this song? What do we know about this song?
Green Day, isn't it? Mr. Brightside.
Is it?
I think this sounds like karaoke a little bit. I don't think it's bad. It's just nothing. It's something you hear when you're at a bar.
Came from a group called The Killers.
Oh, The Killers, that's right.
Killers, yeah.
Aren't you impressed that I knew that?
I'm very impressed, but I'm guessing someone told you where you found it on a piece of paper.
Right to my heart. Oh, she stuck, did you hear that, Kenny? She stuck a knife in me. She didn't think that I would know this. Thanks, Michael, for telling me, by the way.
You're a big Killers fan. Everybody knows that.
Of course I am. Everybody knows I kill it.
Everybody.
Good morning. All right, so what do we think of this, Roberta?
That's okay.
It's okay. That's what I thought, too. What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I'd agree. It's okay.
But that's not a choice. You said thumbs up or thumbs down. I think down.
Okay, it can be thumbs. All right. So nothing special. So far, we like Caroline Penner. Here's Austin Jenks. And it's a great day to be alive. Great day to be alive from The Voice last night.
You know I'll give this a thumbs up. Only because it's country.
Think, go get me a new tattoo. I'll take my old Harley on a 3-day cruise.
This is okay with me, too. Just okay. Yes, no. Roberta?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a good song. Great day to visit. Great. That's a.
I do know this one. This is Travis Tritt.
Yeah. this is kind of like from the same philosophy that makes me try to encourage you to have another great American day. It's a good day. Great day to be alive.
Can we add this to our rotation?
I don't know. Say great day rather than good day.
Yeah, it's even better than good day.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you can stick that in there, Michael. All right, so nobody's really too excited about this guy. I don't hear it. Yes? No?
I give it a thumbs up just because it's country, but if I were just judging fairly.
No, I'm not that.
All right.
Not that thrilled with it.
What'd you say, Kenny?
Karaoke for me.
All right, Jackie Lee singing Love is Blindness. No. Screamers. What do you think?
Ugh.
She's got a set of pipes.
Yeah, but good guy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we all agree, I think, that Caroline Penner takes it for us. Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
from
absolutely.
The Voice last
night.
All right. That's our review of The Voice. We do that free of charge. They don't have to pay us anything. It's part of entertainment.
Wouldn't it be nice if they did that?
It would be very nice if they would do that, yeah. Jennifer covers other television news in the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Who goes there? You know, one of our dog's strongest instincts is the territorial instinct, the desire to protect the pack's home and property. The mail carrier and the newspaper boy are often targets of this instinctive behavior. The very nature of their work actually serves to reinforce a dog's protective behavior. These perceived interlopers make brief visits, simply making deliveries, then quickly departing. Now, the dog attributes their rapid departure to her warning them off by barking, growling, and challenging them. In other words, the dog believe it was her aggressive behavior that actually scared them off and made them retreat. Having successfully protected her territory, the dog is encouraged to do the same thing over and over again. The same thing, reason why dogs chase cars. Think about this. Whenever a dog chases a car, usually the car runs away and the dog wins, encouraging the dog to do it again and again and again. It's the same thing. When the mailman comes, the dog barks, the mailman runs away, the UPS guy runs away, the dog said, wow, I did my job, and he'll do it again. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After whatever hour.
Whatever.
You're existing. I didn't hear anything from the people at Guam. Michael or Kenny, see if you can find our number for K57, will you? Let's reach out to
paging
them.
Paging Guam.
Yes,
Guam. Paging
please,
Guam.
Please, paging Guam, 888-302-3684 to find out how they fared in this typhoon. A lot of the news we've had a lot of time on that. Let's move on to something that's much more exciting. Obamacare is a dud.
Speaking of disasters.
So
I didn't know you had anything to do with it.
Yeah, I know. Dud was my my given name is Dudley. For those of you who don't know that, you've heard me say that now any number of times, and I have been using it more with the regularity here on the program instead of Doug. Doug came from the Dudley name, which people wanted to abbreviate when I went to college, and they called me Dud. And Dud wasn't heard well by everybody.
That's so embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Doug, it is. I mean, why do you think I am the way I am psychologically? It's because I've had all this lifetime of people calling me a dud. Hmm. And I've been scratching my way out of this problem,
Jennifer.
You're
not a dud.
I am not, for sure. But Obamacare is, according to Gene, who sent me an email when I said earlier today that there were a number of things in the Affordable Health Care Act that were good. I don't say that they're great. It is not the best achievement in mankind's history. But for those who keep saying it is without value or benefit, I disagree, frankly. But this guy says, I love it when people just go beyond the beyond. And I knew I plant these things because I know that people get all starched up about it.
Because you like
guy,
hate mail?
This guy was perfect. He sends me this mail. You seem to like it. I didn't say I liked it. I never said I liked it. If you've been listening to me, hello at all, Gene, for the past however many years. When did this thing get started? 2010?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on this thing for 3+ years talking about what a disaster it is. Not because it doesn't have some good ideas, but because the government can't do anything well. It is not set up to do anything well. It is set up to fail because it is too big. And so I don't like the Affordable Health Care Act. So stop thinking that I do. Get out of my face. It is good for some and not good for others. This guy says, of course, there's something good in it, as you say, but that's not good enough. Okay, pal. It isn't that I don't want it to be. It isn't going
to
get repealed.
You don't
have
to get mad.
Who, me?
Okay, pal, get out of my face.
The horse you
just
rode in on.
Expressing his opinion.
Well, and I'm expressing mine.
Right.
But, all right, you know. So then let's really, shall we go back over the things that are good about it? Let's tick off a few more people. How many people want to hear some more good things about the Affordable Health Care Act? You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. the
six
affordable.
Six Americans agree with you.
Yeah, six Americans signed up the first day.
And one of them's here. We're so lucky.
Right. No, but you see, he's not one of the six.
No, because he's eight.
Right.
Up.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that people, let's not confuse things with having the right information. This is not CBS News, by the way. Where I, every once in a while, the only stories I'll cover, I'll color are stories that if in the main I'm wrong, it doesn't hurt anybody. I try to be right about the stuff that's important. And so thus, the states with their own health care exchanges to be acknowledged, California, Colorado, Connecticut, D.C., Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. Those states and the people in them, like Ken, are having really good luck at this because they've set up their own health care deal and they know how to manage it at least better than the feds. So in Massachusetts, I can use this as an example. Those of you who don't live here, you have no, don't give me this guff. Somebody's going to call from Nebraska and say, I heard on a talk show that Massachusetts was blah, 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 blah. Well, Massachusetts, frankly, for all of you who voted against Romney, you might have been better if you had. There are all kinds of things. I've come up with a couple of good reasons today to have voted for Romney. One of the calls I got earlier, Roberta, and I don't know if Jennifer, you were in on this. We were talking, Kenny, correct me where I'm wrong, about the impact of the right wing on the overall voting. And the people decided to take their, Romney wasn't right wing enough. So they take their baseball bat and their glove and their...
They go home. They don't show up to the...
Right.
Yeah, they didn't
so
show up to vote.
So what does that do for you? It gives you four more years of what you didn't want.
Right.
Wouldn't you have been better off having Romney as president? Those of you who...
As they always say, and this drives me nuts, right. The lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
I can't
but under
that.
The circumstances, the by the way, the Health Care Reform Act in Massachusetts has actually worked quite well. Is it perfect? No. It's a heck of a lot better than the federal regulation, but it was well thought out, and Romney used his management. The people in Massachusetts didn't understand it. Legislature didn't want to pass it because they're all Democrats, and yet... hello, things worked out. And it's because he worked with these people to help them understand how, is it, again, it's not perfect, but it's a lot better than what's going on nationally. Now, having said that, there are some things that have taken place already. There have been $4 billion realized in health care saving. That is what the hospitals charge for procedures, et cetera, et cetera. Because what this did was shine a spotlight on the overcharges and the ridiculous things, the old ruse about toilet paper, $4 a box, when you can buy it for what? 79 cents in the store. I don't even know. What does a box of Kleenex cost? I don't even know anymore.
$1.50.
$1.50, okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, if that's the case, then that's good. The denying coverage to children under the age of 19. Fixing that, good, in my opinion.
Pre-existing conditions is
right. Pre-existing conditions, good. Fixing that. All right, so you see what I'm saying? You can go on and find the plans are not any more allowed to turn away people who...
Healthcare needed to be
right.
to be reformed.
Yes.
It's just this one is so
right.
impactful on the economy and
yeah.
the job
market. All right, so
market.
Then for those of you who want to take shots at me, go ahead and help yourself. Now... Let me go one step further, may I, with this?
Of course. It's your show, sir.
I know, but I want you guys, the reason you're here is to react to this sort of thing.
Was that a good one?
not over yet.
I've been practicing.
That was good, Jen.
Okay. That's maybe I don't have to do the rest of it. We're done now. In Massachusetts, we have one-party government. This is a heavily democratically controlled state. The legislature operates with near impunity, and the result of this abuse of their power can be seen and felt in all kinds of ways. Here's a case in point. As part of the budget bill that was passed this year and signed by the current governor, the tax on gasoline is going to go up automatically every time there's an increase in the consumer price index. This has never been done in any other state. This is so user-unfriendly. But this is what happens when you have one party in control. This kind of stuff, whether it's the Democrats. And, by the way, the Democrats keep calling themselves the party of the middle class. This screws the middle class to the wall. Mm-hmm. Every time the cost of living goes up, you're going to pay more in gas taxes. And how is that good for the middle class? Somebody want to take a shot at that, Roberta? How is increasing the gas tax good for the middle class?
Oh, I don't think it's good for anybody.
Okay. Kenny, how is it good for the middle class?
I would have to go with Roberta's answer.
All right. So, anyway, these higher taxes, and this is just, it's kind of a perverse cycle that works and erodes the working class, the middle class. How do you make ends meet if you have to drive to work 40 miles and the price of gasoline goes up every time cost of living goes up? If it's 2 points a year, then the price of gasoline, let's say that we have 43 cents, or I don't know what Massachusetts taxes on gasoline are. I think they're 18, 19 cents. So it'll go up a penny a year. Now, it may not seem like much, but is that progressive? I don't think that's progressive at all. I think it's, what is the other, what's the opposite of progressive? It's
regressive.
Not progressive.
Thank you. Yeah, that too. All right, so I just use that as an example of what happens. We can do the same thing with the Republicans and find things that are not in the interests of the common good or the common man. And that's what happens when you have one state, I'm sorry, when you have one party running things. That's why there ought to be more parties. And for those of you who are anxious to rip my limbs off because I've said we ought to encourage the libertarians, we did encourage the Tea Party people, but they've kind of gone awry. I think it's pretty interesting. I don't think we've talked about this here. Ann Coulter, who has never been one of my faves, mostly because she's so extreme, has come around to being a little more moderate.
Not extreme anymore. She's
no.
A Chris Christie girl.
She's saying that the Republicans better drop their crazy antics and their extreme social positions, or the Republican Party is D-E-A-D dead. That's why you need a Libertarian Party or some other group to come along.
See, and I think she's wrong.
Oh, how do you figure she's wrong?
I think that you've got to become more conservative to bring those voters back.
Oh, of course.
I really do.
Right, yeah, good for you.
Don't say good for you. Why would you do that to me? You can't value my opinion.
I value your opinion, even though it's foolish.
It's not, though.
Of course it's foolish.
It didn't work in the last few elections. We've talked about this. Mitt Romney was very moderate.
Mitt Romney would have been a good president.
He would have
better
been,
than
but
what
he
we have.
He was moderate, and he turned a lot of
Why is that
on.
Bad? Most of the people in this country, hello, are not extreme to the left or the right. They're in the middle.
But this is not about what people are. This is about what brings people to vote.
Right. And what brings people to vote ought to be the primaries and not the general election, because that's where the decisions are really made. You get the cuckoos who become the standard bearers because all the cuckoos get out and vote for them in the primaries and the other people stay home. How's that?
I don't know if that. I mean, I think you're talking about what should happen.
Yes.
But I'm not. But you're talking about what should happen, but that doesn't happen. So I think that's.
Well, I'm
what
trying
you're
to get people to do something. I'm trying to get a little action.
I see. You're trying to incite people.
I want some action.
You want some action.
Action.
But if we take things as they are, something that's, you know, a more conservative candidate actually brings people out to vote. I think.
Really? Well, not enough. Not enough to win.
We haven't run anybody conservative since Reagan. Every
Reagan
Republican that's run in every election
Reagan was a moderate. Come on.
No, Bob Dole was a moderate.
Bob Dole was a moderate. So was Reagan. Look at the things he did.
Bush
he made
was
peace
a,
with, the
ro-
with the Russians. He Reagan was a moderate to
he
the
was
nth
not.
Degree.
He was a true conservative.
Popular, happy.
Your idea of true conservative, though, is like wackadoodle. True
it
conservative is not wackadoodle.
The conservatives, I resent the use of the word conservative because they aren't. Conservative is what I am. I'm a conservative. I'm a true conservative. I believe it's nobody's business. Conservatives who really understand what the word is nobody's business what goes on in your bedroom. What is our business is how money is spent and how it is that we continue to waste and accept the fraud and the abuses. That's what to conserve means, to save. How are you saving when you're wasting all these billions, trillions of dollars every year? And that's what the Tea Party started out as being. I mean, Roberta would have even voted for a Tea Party person if it was just talking about fiscal responsibility.
She
right. All
she
for
would
that.
Not.
Yes, she would have. Yes.
Even
absolutely.
If they were called a Tea Party
now,
person, you would vote for
called,
them.
She would have. Yes, she would have.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, but she went bananas. Sarah Palin, if she just stuck to the fiscal issues, would be a good candidate.
Hey, did you hear Amy Rohrbach has breast cancer? We should probably go on to the TV.
I want to do that in a moment, because I want to talk about all these reporters doing Robin Roberts and this other stuff, whether or not that actually helps. So I'm being very creative today with my concerns because I think it's time for us to throw some things at the wall. 14 before the hour, Jennifer's television report coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
By the way, I promised that Amazon, that Jennifer would talk about
otherwise known as Amazon.
Yes, but I was not going to go there. Thank you for
suggesting. Utah's at BJ.
All right, oh, so wait. Anyway, Jennifer, yeah. We're going to tell you about Amazon teaming up with the Postal Service. You can get that story in detail at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, ABC's Amy Robach does have breast cancer. And I wonder whether we don't just go overboard sometimes with all of these reports.
What do you mean?
Why is she more important than somebody else who's got breast
cancer? Because she's a public figure who's going to go through this publicly and perhaps raise awareness about the disease.
Is that what she's really doing? Raising awareness?
That's actually why she even had the test.
Yeah.
Robin Roberts convinced her that if she did this on the air and convinced just one person and saved one person's life by getting tested, that it would be worth it. And it turned out that she was the one whose life got saved.
That's good.
She didn't even know she had it, and that's part of what came out of this, is that she was just there to do a story, and she said she was talking about something she had no connection with, and then she was convinced by Robin Roberts, now she has this connection to this disease.
Good. Then I changed my point of view.
Yeah.
All right, so next, Angela Lansbury in the news, Jen.
That's all, okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What else do you want to say
about it? Oh, she's having a double mastectomy. All right, good wife. You wanted Angela Lansbury. All right.
Oh, whatever.
Angela Lansbury, not too happy, Dougie, that NBC is planning to reboot her classic series Murder, She Wrote with Octavia Spencer taking the role of Jessica Fletcher. She said, quote, "I think it's a mistake to call it Murder, She Wrote because Murder, She Wrote will always be about Cabot Cove and this wonderful little group of people who told these lovely stories and enjoyed a piece of that place and also enjoyed Jessica Fletcher."
How about Murder, She Did?
I think it could be Murder, She Wrote, but I think it's sad that they're making it the same character. Like, maybe it could have been someone else in the town. They could have connected it, maybe.
What did the Good Wife cast do that was good, speaking of good things?
Juliana Margulies and the rest, or Margulies, how do we always say it?
Margulies.
And the
Chris
cast
Noth.
Of the Good Wife celebrated their 100th episode by doing something very good for the people. They spent Sunday helping rebuild a Rockaway, New York home destroyed by Superstorm Sandy. Kind of a fun way to celebrate.
This is something organized by Noth, by the way, because the rest of them are all L.A.-based, and Noth lives in New York. So he's been very active. He's one of these guys that really loves New York. You must see him around, Roberta. He's all over Broadway. I mean, this guy is very visible in New York and loves being a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about, Noth? Everybody knows
he's
who he is.
Yes.
He was Mr. Big.
Yeah.
He was Mike Logan first on Law and Order, and now is the governor of Illinois and the husband of Juliana Margulies' character. And he's just very big, and he got these people. Apparently, he's very well liked. Remember, we had him on this program, I think, once, and I liked him a lot. But he was trying to help some group, and that's what he does a lot of. So that's what this was based on. So good for them. Yeah. Charlotte likes it.
I know.
All right. You have time for one more quick story.
I'm very excited to tell you this one because I think you'll like it. NBC has secured a deal to cover upcoming space travel. They're partnering with Virgin Galactic to broadcast the first commercial space flight.
Cool. All right. We're going with them.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Way, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know what a fan I am of entrepreneurialism and of the new craze in crowdfunding. So we have time every week set aside for startups in action. Here's Mike Hayes chatting with best-selling author of Conversation Intelligence. The communication in the digital age is the focus of the book and the conversation.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor Mike Hayes. Well, unless you've been living under a rock, you know we're in the digital age and that conversations for everyone, from our elected representatives to our small businesses, have become more difficult. Today, I'm delighted to introduce you to Judith Glazer, author of Conversational Intelligence. And so naturally, I asked her about one of the newest forms of digital communication called crowdfunding.
I think it's spectacular. Crowdfunding is where you have an idea, you post it up on certain types of websites, people learn about it, they get excited about it. In a way, they bring it to its tipping point. They make it possible, something very big.
How does a small business person get a prospect to the level of being open to receive new information?
What a great question. What a great question. I uncovered that a lot of salespeople focus more on the product that they want to sell and the features and benefits. But in the world today, we're so sensitive to being oversold in the world today that that approach does not work. And that what I'm finding is that the successful salesperson starts with building rapport and making a connection. And there's three levels of conversation. There's not just one, there's three. The first one is we're in a conversation because we're trying to confirm something that we know. That's level one. So it's when we're transacting with people. We're trying to confirm something that we know with another person, confirm it with them. Like, I believe this, you believe this, that's great. You're going to do this, I'm going to do this, that's great. That's so level, it's the basic level. Second level is we get into conversations when we want to persuade somebody of something. And that's when we're defending something that we know. And persuasion is a lot more energy behind me being right and trying to influence you on something. And in business, sometimes 90% of the conversations happen at either level one, where we're sharing information, or level two, where we're persuading each other. And what I discovered, which is the most magical part of this work, is that the brain responds in different ways to each one of these levels. And there's a new level that I discovered called level three, which isn't about defending what we know, but it's about opening our minds to discover what we don't know we don't know, which is to really be open to learning more about other people, stepping inside of their world, engaging what's important to them. And that's the connecting piece that level three is all about.
For 2 years, I had been interviewing crowdfunding success stories, people who set out to raise $100,000, raise $500,000, $1 million, $2 million. To make money today, you have to be where the cash is flowing. And where the cash is really flowing today is in crowdfunding. That's to get to the launching platform. Then once you have that launching platform built with that money, then where it can go from there is just absolutely unlimited. So I know direct response very, very well. And I can tell you that as odd as it may seem, actually crowdfunding is really a new form of direct response. It's all about telling a story, communicating, or having an intelligent conversation, and giving people a compelling reason to support it, and pre-selling ideas that do not yet exist, saying, if you will give me the money, here's what we are going to do with it. And you give kind of the ideal scene of what you will or will not do with the money. They donate, and I also think that what you have to do will help crowdfunding itself as well, to teach people how to better communicate a little more clearly.
When I go into companies that are stuck in growing or not getting the numbers, or they're not transforming the way they need to, or they're falling behind and they're not as competitive, when I look at their and analyze and take a snapshot of their conversations, they usually are hanging out in either level one or level two too much, and are also triggering a lot of fear in their people. And so my book talks about how to help people understand the levels, level-setting conversations, and then learning how to open up more of level three, where people can become the support and the connection to each other and the coaches to each other and inspire each other. And that actually opens up a part of the brain called the executive brain, the prefrontal cortex, and the heart connection, which is our most advanced skills as human beings. And it actually activates a higher level of intelligence than most people even realize that they have.
That was Judith Glaser, author of Conversational Intelligence. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, just email me, startupsinaction@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us right here on Startups in Action.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.